To close each board meeting, they finish up with reports from each of the 5 board members, as well as the superintendent and each of the presidents of each of the unions, the teachers union and the classified staff union. They also have a new report just started this year from a representative of one of the principals. What I plan to do in the future, and I'll start here today, is to play in its entirety all 5 board members' responses. I'll use that as my closing clip from the board meeting, and I'll come back with some final comments. However, this time, I think what Mrs. Behrens, the president of the teachers' union, had to say in regards to what happened with the charter school petition is also very important. So I'm going to play that first, then I'll play the 5 reports from the 5 board members, and I'll finish up with my closing comments.
Seeing no one. Okay, 16.2, Beaumont Teachers Association update, Mrs. Jody Behrens.
Okay, so my first thought on is to say thank you to Highland Academy for withdrawing their petition. And given the fact that they were actually considering the bottom line, which I just have to say hallelujah, because that was really important. It would have siphoned too many dollars for us at this point. Given the process of the state budget right now and what's happening, we can't afford to siphon any more money from this school district. And when we siphon money that goes to smaller class sizes for just certain core groups of kids, then the rest of our kids are left with fewer dollars. And I think that's really important in years ahead to consider when looking at charter school applications. But I think what that does now is that leaves us with an opportunity to meet those needs of those parents. And we have that opportunity because we have many, many talented teachers in this district who, you know, as I was looking over the suggestions that the charter was making, as I was listening to what they said, they were basically wanting to create a utopian type school. Well, that's all great. We'd all like to have that, when they were asking for smaller class size, they were asking for one-on-one instruction with teachers, they were asking for teachers to be allowed to be more creative, they wanted innovation through thematic projects, project-based learning, real world, and then emphasis on Common Core standards, and yet, at the same time, they're saying, oh, but the calendar's the same and everything's the same, so I'm thinking, why is this the same? Why would we even want to consider this when we can take all of these ideas and we can implement them into our elementary schools and our middle schools? We have highly trained GATE certified teachers in this district, and GATE certification is basically that. It's using thematic instruction, project-based learning, real-world opportunities, acceleration, all of those things, which currently in the district we're not doing enough of. We may do it piecemeal here and there, but we have an opportunity to do it on a grand scale, on a scale that's very strategic, that's implemented at every school site, making sure that those GATE certified teachers are out there working with other teachers in the classroom that aren't GATE certified but that have gifted students in their classroom. There are many of us out there, you know, and I say this every time I get up here. I teach at UCR, GATE certification classes. I can do this. I've never been asked. There are many of us out there. Just ask us. We're happy to share. But give us an opportunity to be creative in our classrooms, to do what we need to do for our kids. But many of us feel hobbled, and I think that's really a concern. We're hobbled because one principal says, yes, you can do that. Another principal at another school site says, no way, you can't do that. We need to have a cohesive program that says, here's what gifted education looks like in Beaumont. Here's what it looks like at the elementary level. Here's how you can accelerate from grade to grade. A lot of our kids, there are two teachers at Sundance Elementary who send their kids to the charter in Yucaipa, and the charter in Yucaipa meets their needs how? It allows those children, a first grader, to go to second grade math, a third grader to go down to second grade reading. So they allow that, just that flexibility. And That's not difficult. Now, at some sites, that flexibility is allowed. But on other sites, it's like, no, no, we're going to be very strict on what kids are in what class. We need to get rid of some of those shackles that are around our teachers. Many of our teachers really know what to do, but they're intimidated by the system. And then we have new teachers who come in with new ideas, and they're all going to get laid off. So, I mean, I'm hopefully not. But, you know, we need to listen to the teachers. We need to recognize that these parents, these teachers out here that were asking for Highland Academy to come in, were teachers. They're saying that's what we need to do. So I'm imploring everybody in this boardroom and board members and cabinet to start listening to the teachers. We have some tremendous ideas. Let us unfurl our creativity and show you how we can create something that looks very much like this charter from within. And I don't think we need to listen to another charter request in the future. I think if we meet those needs of those kids in the district, we'll be able to do it. And the last point I have is, you know, as the president of my association, one of the things that I have to do to get information from my members is survey them. I have to say, what do you need? What do you want from us? I can't send a negotiation team into negotiations and say, negotiate for this because I want it. I have to send them into the negotiations with, here's what my members want, here's what they'll support. We need to go with that idea in mind. And we have parents now who are out here saying, here's what we want. So we need to survey those parents and saying, we already know what we're doing right in this district. We're doing a lot of things that are right. This is a wonderful district, but we're missing some opportunities. And that opportunity was shown to us by Charter Academy, Highland Academy. We need to take it seriously and listen to the teachers, because we have some great ideas to share. Okay, thank you for listening to my impassioned plea. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Okay, Board of Trustees update. Mrs. Margaret DeLongchamp.
I also went on the tour, and the classroom is beautiful. The technology and the whole building's really, really nice, and I think the kids and the teachers I know are going to love it when they get in there. I also went to open house at Sanji, and it was good. It was a little dark, but it was nice to go up there. I wish more parents were there. I don't know how many, if you had a count or anything. But it was nice to go. I got to talk to the teachers because there weren't a lot of parents. I didn't have to wait too long. And I agree with Jody that we do have wonderful teachers in our district and very creative ones. I know that firsthand because my kids have all gone here. I went here. And that maybe we can look in our own district and offering ways to give the kids different learning strategies and give them more options and to keep them here with us and give them the same opportunities. And I'm going to show up at Lauren's Thursday morning to see the kids sing. So that's all I had this week.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Janelle Poulter.
I also want to thank Alice for the tour. I love that tour. It was really nice for me to see the things up close that I and probably everybody else have been driving by or trying to catch glimpses of. A lot of really great planning went into some of those buildings and the uses, and I was impressed with a lot of that. And I just can't wait for it to open. And Sean Belingit, bless his heart, always has the best response when anyone talks, graduation is going to be open. He says the same thing, no matter what time of the day, where you're saying, who's saying it to him. And so, you know what, I am optimistic, and I believe it's going to be done. And mind over matter, I guess, at some point, for all the people who are pessimistic. So I'm hoping for that to come true, and I really enjoyed it. I also enjoyed looking at, we went to the Brookside site and looked at some of the things with the traffic and the outline of the cars and the parking and some of those things, and realizing that a lot of problems with dropping off and picking up schools are everywhere. It's not just at one site, and it's at every site. So it's important for us all to be aware of that and realize that's always going to be a problem that we always need to be looking at. I also wanted to talk about the charter school. I agree with Margaret and Jody. I believe, you know, that everybody always wants a different option, a different alternative, and in a perfect world, that we could give that. And since they have now pulled theirs, I would like to see us maybe take a direction and make sure that we can offer it in-house. I know we have the great teachers that can offer it. We have the space. We have all of the things that they were going to count on for us. So where they've kind of dropped the ball, I think this is an important thing for our community. I know we have a lot of people that are looking for a charter. I don't see a reason why we can't offer our own charter as an option for our students. And this was going to be a dependent charter. It should be our own dependent charter that we set up. And hopefully there's at least two of other people up here that would like to see some direction in looking into that. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a great place. And I think we offer as much as things we can. And anytime we can include and increase, I think it's a good thing for Beaumont. And that's Roland.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Mark Orozco.
No, yeah, absolutely. I kind of want to piggyback on that. And I think if we as a board and collaboratively work with our teachers and our bargaining members and as well as the community, I would like to see local businesses involved as well. I mean, I think that would be a benefit. And, you know, if that's the way we are able to kind of push the system where we can actually take advantage of what we can do with the charter system and be able to, you know, manipulate what we do in the classroom for our kids that we're missing, what that need is, I think we can do it. I think we're a great district. We got great talent here. We got great leadership that can you know, come up with a plan and be very successful. But we also need to consider also taking account the families that were here today, that the people that were pushing for the charter. I mean, I don't see where we need to just throw it out the door or just forget about it. There are ways we can do it where it's dependent, where it does not physically hurt our district at all, and to make sure that it has meat, real meat inside what the charter is going to do, and it has to be, you know, meeting the needs of parts of the community that's different that we're not doing now. Or not capable of doing in terms of ed code and state requirement, federal requirements. I mean, we got to be very creative on that. And something that I'd like to share with CSBA, I think one of the things that they've had mentioned, and Wale, this is going to come down to you because, and as well as rest of the staff, is, you know, when Mays was here, I think when I first got on the board, we were faced with similar situations on cuts, and we had to make tough choices. And one thing that she did, and I think we did as a team, is we educated our employees. We educated our employees, we educated the public, and, you know, I think the perception kind of came off a little different. It was more of an effort. We did get, of course, you're going to get those people that are going to come in and say and argue and fight for this and that because that they're lobbyists for their own little things that we may have to cut. But in a big effort, it's going to be a team effort, community effort. And that's one thing that we need to make the community aware of what's going on. And it's not just our, you know, it's not us. It's not, we're not just the only one in the community. We shouldn't be the five people up here that have to take the fall for it. You know, it's we need to make the community aware it. Hey, this is a state thing. You know, yes, we're going to have to look very closely to the elections, and we're going to have to hope for the best. And things change, and our outlook fiscally is going to look different. But we need to make the public aware, and we need to make them active in the community. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Mr. Wayne Hackney.
Well, I saw in the board agenda that Sundance got going to have a marquee, And so that sounds really encouraging, and I'd like to say thanks to the Party Homes for their support to Beaumont Unified School District throughout the years. I know they've helped us along in other places, and I know they've always been an advocate of our schools. And I always enjoy the part of the board meeting where we honor our students, and tonight's group was no exception. It was just a little bit smaller because we're getting older and bigger and farther along in school, and so maybe there's other distractions there, I'm not sure. But congratulations to those top students who are honored here tonight, and I just hope they all keep up the great work. And Alice, I want to thank you for putting together that tour. And I thoroughly enjoyed seeing the progress of the new classroom building and the athletic stadium. And I saw in the, your report tonight that the track was aggregate, yet it is now paved as they were paving it the day we were there. And I'm just so happy they got it in before the rain came. So anyway, that was a good thing. And last Tuesday night, I attended the Parent Involvement Network Night and listened to the county safe team, what they had to say about internet safety, and it's very interesting, and cases that had actually taken place in Riverside County. We had two of the investigators there from the Sheriff's Department, and they did a very nice job in giving us information and for the parents that were there. And last night, I went with Susie and Barry to the CSBA Association and listened to some representatives in Riverside. What they had to say about the budget and their stance on the budget. And the CSBA is not really in favor of a whole lot of things, and like Barry mentioned, it's kind of a mess. And it's not very encouraging, and the outlook is not promising, you know, at any school in the state of California at this point. And so that kind of saddens me because Beaumont has been kind of up at the top where we didn't have to do a lot of worrying about. But, well, I won't say we didn't have to do a lot of worrying about budget. We handled the budget well here, put it that way. And lastly, Brian, when you got up, and I'm always glad to hear things like what's happening as far as the ILC and Barry and you and giving us good vibes about that. And when you says, until we meet again, immediately I thought of Roy Rogers and Happy Trails. And sometimes I think Beaumont, that's the place. You know, Beaumont's a happy trails until we meet again, you know, and so, and things just get better all the time. And so thank you all to the entire staff of Beaumont Unified School District, both certificated and classified.
Thank you, Mr. Hackney. Thank you. I just want to make one comment because I pretty much agree with most everything set up here tonight, so I won't bore you with all my old comments, but that parent information night was about sexting and stuff like that. I'm like, makes me want to go home and plug everything. It was it's like, wow, that's some scary stuff. So just keep an eye on your kids when they're on the computer. Amazing what can happen. Anyway, so with that, I will take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I forgot about that. There's the parent information on computers.
Well, that's it. I think what Mrs. Behrens had to say had a lot of good merit. It seems to me that she's getting the idea, and her and Mrs. Poulter are both coming to understand that the school district can do their own charter school. It doesn't have to be an independent charter school. It's something that we can do within the school district and get the support from the teachers and the parents. But what we need to remember is that the charter schools do not excel because of the programs they offer. They excel because of the involvement of parents. They excel because parents are required to be involved, and that is one of the requirements of children attending charter schools. This is something that our district needs to learn from, and this is something that if they apply to all the schools and all the kids and parents, they're right. There would be no need for any charter school discussion. So anyways, that's it. Thank you for taking the time. I know it went a little long. I think it's very valuable to hear all of this. I will try and do better in the future to keep it shorter. But I think everything that I've left in tonight was important. So thank you, and we'll see you next time. I'll be back.